Zimbabwe.
Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September the 8th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Tips Tube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this evening we are discussing COVID-19, the decline in new cases and deaths, the relaxation of COVID-19 lockdown measures from level 4 to level 2, and other issues.
We are also going to discuss about what Zimbabweans in the diaspora are doing to help prop up the economy back home.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that 10 people died of COVID-19, while 125 new cases were recorded countrywide. The country has so far recorded 135,796 confirmed cases, 117,456 recoveries, and 4,503 deaths since March last year. A total of 2,750,681 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, while 1,742,642 have received their second jabs.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa yesterday announced the relaxation of the COVID-19 lockdown from level 4 to level 2, allowing the resumption of intercity travel and allowing business to operate from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Curfew hours have been reviewed from 6:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. To 10 p.m. Let me retake that. From 6:30 p.m. to 6 a.m., and from now it's 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. That's the new lockdown measure time for curfew. And people are allowed to gather, up to 100 people to gather, as long as protocols relating to social distancing, sanitizing, and masking are observed.
Johambe linjani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje lo jonga lapha sixoxa ngendaba ezijeneyo. Okuqala sizakhangela ke i-COVID-19 ukube sokulandela lokunye ke okunjengokuthi i-National Railways of Zimbabwe sokhanya ngazani sokumele ingene ekhwapheni lezubco. So kula bantu abaningi abathi hayi lokhu vele kungani kuyaphambanisa kakhulu. So sikhanyiseke nge-COVID-19 kulabantu abalitshumi 10 abahlolwe ngathi ababulewe i-COVID-19 izolo. Lokhu kubikwa ke nohlangothi lwezempilakahle. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi abantu abayi-125 bahlolwe batholakala phele COVID-19. Xa sisikhangela ke kusukela nyakenye, uhlangothi lolu luyabika njalo ukuthi sokulabantu 4,503 asebabulawa i-COVID-19. Labo ababanjwa i-COVID-19 kusukela ngaleso sikhathi sebe 125,796. Kwezokusithi asebaphepha ku-COVID-19 bayi 117,456. Xa sisikhangela njalo okwazakala eZimbabwe, siyakwazi ukuthi abantu bayajova emajekiseni achiyeneyo. Singathi abantu asebejove okokuqala bafika 2,750,681. Kwezokusithi asebejove okwesibili bayi 1,742,641. Ye, njengoba sisitsho ukuthi sizangena futhi kudaba lwezubukholo lolungani luyahlupha, njalo sikhangela sihlolisise nakhona ukuthi i-lockdown songani yehlisiwe kususela kuhlandla lesine ngiyafika ke kuhlandla lesibili. So ke songani abantu sebangahamba ngamabhasi besuka edolobheni nabobulawayo besiye Harare kumbe besiye endaweni ezijiyeneyo, njalo le curfew songani hayi kungconywana khonokho kungayi indawo. Besokubuya ke abantu bayakhuthazwa ukuthi bayenze i-social distancing, kuzobuya lokugeza izandla lokufaka ama-mask. So ke lokho abantu bayakhuthazwa kakhulu ukuthi bakwenze. Sakhangela njalo ukuthi abantu abahlala emazweni kuyini abakwenzayo empilweni lokunceda ekhaya ukuthi vele banceda ngani. Ye, kunjalo ke joka.
Ndizvo zvovadiwa vateereri nevatariri nhasi muchirongwa. Tiri kukurukura nenyaya yedenda recovid-19 tichitarisa kuti nezuro bazi rezveutano rakazivisa kuti vanhu gumi vakafa nechirwere ichi, vamwe zana nemakumi maviri nevashanu 125 vachiwanikwa vaine chirwere ichi. Tichitarisa kushika nezuro wakare, Zimbabwe yanga yane vanhu vanokwana kuita zviuru zana nemakumi maviri nezvishanu zvine mazana manomwe nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevatanhatu 125,796 vabatwa necovid-19 kubva patanga chirwere ichi munyika muna machi gore rapera. Koti vanhu vafa vakasvika pazviuru zvina nemazana mashanu nevatatu 4,503 vapona kubva kucovid-19 vachiita zviuru zana negumi nezvinomwe nemazana mana nemakumi mashanu nevatanhatu 117,456 vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga kusvika nezuro vakanga vava mamiriyoni maviri nezviuru mazana manomwe nemakumi mashanu zvine mazana matanhatu nemakumi masere nemumwe chete 2,750,681 kotiwo vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yepiri sezvinokurudzirwa nemutemo vakanga vasvika pamiriyoni imwe chete ine mazana manomwe nemakumi mana nezviviri zviuru izvi miriyoni imwe chete zviuru mazana manomwe nemakumi mana nezviviri nemazana matanhatu nemakumi mana nevaviri vanga vabayiwa nhomba yepiri. Takanzwawo mutungamiri wenyika vaya Emmerson Mnangagwa vachizivisa nezuro wakare kuti vanyevenutsa mutemo welockdown uya kubva palevel 4 kuenda palevel 2 zvichireva kuti zvinhu zvakawanda zvanyevenutswa, asi pese panenge pachiitwa zvinhu izvozvo tisakanganwa panofanira pachiteerwa kurudziro yeWHO nebazi rezveutano mukuchengetedza utano panyaya dzekuti utachiwana husapararira. Takanzwa nyaya hombe ingapemberwa nevakawanda yekuti mabhazi aakubvumidzwa kunga achifamba kubva muguta iri achienda kune rimwe guta inganzi pachirungu intercity nokuti kwaakusina. Tainzwa hama dzedu vari kunze kwenyika zvikuru kusouth Africa vaimbofamba nemabhazi vachichema kuti havasi kukwanisa ngo vachifamba nemabhazi toti vafambawo kusvika pamuganho wenyika kubate bridge kuti vachiwana zvifambiso kubva ikoko kuti vapinde munyika vanga vachinetseka. Tinoimba kuti mutemo iwoyi munyowani kana mutsvau uchakwanisa kuti vange vachibvumidzwa kufamba nemabhazi vachipinda kubva mune rimwe guta. Zvairiwo even kana kubva kuguta rekumusha kwangu handicharitaura zvangu hano richaita guta mai manje muchienda muHarare mamusingakwanisi kufamba nemabhazi mutemo wangu wasingabvumi, asi ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvainyevenutswa ndo nyaya imwe yatichakurukura. Kefiu yabatwawo zvakare ichiratidza kuti yave kutanga na10 mausiku kusvikawo mangwana acho na5 dzemakuseni apabvumidzwe kuti munge muchimbeya mbeya ipapo. Imwe nyaya iri kutariswa muchirongwa chedu nhasi inyaya yezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika kuti zvii zvavari kuita mukusimudzira upfumi hwenyika. Tinoziva vakawanda vanotumira mari, vanovaka kumisha, vane makambani nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndodzimwe nyaya dzatanga tichikurukura, asi tisakanganwa nyaya iri kupisa pari nhasi yekubatana kwaita ZUPCO neNational Railways of Zimbabwe mukutakura vafambi. Tinoona kuti ZUPCO yanga ichitemwa nevanhu kunzi iri kutatarika iri yoga kuti inge ichikwanisa kusimudza uwandu hwevanhu vanga vachifamba kubva kumabasa, sezvo dzimwe motokari dzaisingotakura vanhu dzinganzi makombi kana mishikashika hadzichabvumidzwa nemutemo kuti dzinge dzichiita izvozvo dzairerutsawo ndima. Padzaisakura ipapo panenge patofamba hapachamere huswa. Saka iye zvino ZUPCO kuti inge ichikwanisa kuita izvozvo yabatana neNational Railways of Zimbabwe vatanga kufamba nhasi. Saka tichanzwawo nevari kumusha iko kuti zvabudirira sei matangira aita urongwa ihwohwo kipsi.
Yes, Chonga, so let's start with what Ezra Chizaswanda filed from, Bulawayo. He actually talked to a lot of people concerning, you know, what is happening to mshikashikas. You know, these are combis, commuter-owned, just, you know, operators, and, you know, they are having a torrid time, according to them, because they are saying being blocked from operating in the city is causing a lot of mayhem. Some of them can't even, you know, have any food on the table. So there is a lot that is going on right now. So let's hear what Ezra Chizaswanda was discussing with one of the people in
Bulawayo.
Ngizobuhlungu kakhulu ngoba mina vele ngikhulele kuyona le industry sibona. Khulele yona kuyona le industry abantwana ngifundisa ngakhona ampa kathesi ujova sivaliwe sokuyikuhlupheka kwama kulanto lapho engayenza.
Nani babuza bona bathi kuyini bathi kuthiwa indaba livalisha
vele akusabuzeki ngoba yonke into sebevala ngokuthi corona sa asikwazi ukuthi corona akona uzophela manje
so kuma zuko bhasi lapha kula corona
singazi kibo ukuthi akula corona
bathi uphile ngani uzayenzani
ukuphila lapha sokunzima kwaSpain.
Kathesi manje all this time kuvaliwe lapho kuphila ngayo.
All the time kuvaliwe bengisikhambe ngasitalela nje ema-reserve ekhaya. Ngasitalela.
Abantwana badlile.
Abantwana kulobunzima kulanda bayidlala.
Sure. So lapho ubuye kuseni usebenzi zamuntu useni lokubalekela namapolisa jengana.
Ne, hayi kubaleka nje jengana lamapolisa.
Kanti into kuthiwa imoto akuthiwa ziyatshaywa. Liqinise ubatshaya imoto babulaliweni.
Hayi imoto bayazitshaya sibanda, bayazitshaya sibili kabuhlungu.
Bayitshaye bayisiripheya mbani?
Uyaziripheya wena mnikazi.
Uyaziripheyela wena wedwa?
Uyaziripheya wena mnikazi.
Kodwa ukona ukuthi wena urhulumente uyakuvuma yini?
Singazi kuyo urhulumente mhlawumbe kumbe uyakuvuma sazi.
Abezuko laba abayibo abajolisayo bona babe ngabanjani lapo?
Angazi lapho sibhanda kakhuluma mama.
So bafuna lina join izukweni?
Bafuna zonke imoto zijoyine izukho ngokutsho
kwini kulobunzima nongena ezukho zabanye bekharauthi imali zabo bazitholi masiko
ngingazi kubanikazi bezimoto mbe kulobunzima sazi
manje lo isikhalazo ungathini ukuthi abantu bathole phela abantu loku ukuthovisa la kuyatholisa imisebenzi abantu loku bayaphila kona ungathini
hathi isikhalazo engasitsho ukuthi la uhulumende kasizulu ispecial thina singajoyinanga lo zukho lathi sithole ukuphila sibona.
So that's one of the people that has been affected seriously, you know, Jonga, concerning this Zuko issue. He's not allowed to operate his combi. He says he ended up going home to the rural areas, you know, to just while up time there, thinking that maybe things will be okay. He's back in the city, and he's saying, you know, he's failing to get money to look after his family. So he says life is very tough, and he doesn't know what to do now. Mm-hmm. And he says even if you go and join Zupco, the problem is you don't get any kind of money that can make you survive. He says it's very, very tough.
So did he mention why he has not joined Zupco? So
yes,
at least he gets something rather than staying at home?
He says in some cases some people have gone for about 3 months without getting anything
paid on time.
That's it. And he says that is not good enough because you need some money to repair your car or to service it, you know, and all those kind of things. And at the same time, you need to look after your family. So, and that's a problem.
Ongwadiwa tereri mukuru abva kutaura pa chitivitivi mai manje vanga vachitaura nemutoro wedu nawo Ezra Chisasi Vanda vari muguta reBulawayo. Munhu anoshandisa kombi kana michova yedzimotokari yerudzi rwekombi. Saka ivo vari kuti dano rakatorwa nehurumende rekuti vange vasingashande vachifanira kunge vachienda pasi pezupko ravaomesera zvikuru nokuti havachisina mabasa zvaakuita kuti vaswere vangori kudzimba. Vari kutiwo chikonzero chirikuita kuti vasapinda muchirongwa chekubatana nezupko chiri kukurudzirwa nehurumende inyaya yekuti kuzobhadharwa kwacho kunononoka. Dzimwe nguva kunogona kuita mwedzi mitatu munhu asati abhadharwa mari, zvichireva kuti kana wanga uchida kugadzirisa motokari yako unenge usina chekuti unge uchigadzirisa motokari panguva yose yemwedzi mitatu yavanenge vakamirira mari. Ndo zvimwe zvezvikonzero zviri kuchemwa nevedzimotokari Gibbs.
Yes, we also have another Bulawayo resident who actually talked to Ezra Chisasi Vanda. She buys and sells a lot of goods, and she says without mshikashikas there's no business because Zupco guys are always busy, you know, doing other things, you know, maybe concentrating much on their job and nothing else. So let's hear what, you know, Ezra discussed with this lady.
Just come on, I'm going to go over now. I'm going to say, I'm going to tell the person to come on, I'm going to tell the person. Listen, I'm going to tell you.
I'm not sure.
There you are, Junga. She's a very busy lady. You know, she sells a lot of stuff, and you know, but she says the Zupko guys don't buy.
they bring their food from home in large boxes.
Says, you know what? These guys are too busy.
Yeah.
So if you just the Chikachias away from where she is, mm-hmm. she won't make business.
Yeah,
sometimes she makes about $2
a day
without Mchikachias. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they saying that she is a tall order, 3 kids plus a mother, and also she rents a 3-roomed house. And she said, "Anzi, what room am room we pass? Kura
ngi chinga." That's right. That's right.
Yes.
So there's a lot of this. So
yeah.
I think we are joined by our first guest, and that is Dr. Ricky Mkonza. He's in South Africa. Dr. Mkonza, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening to your viewers.
Good evening, sir. Chonga.
Yes, sir. Tino gamchira ene mfaro mchirongwa chedu, Dr. Mkonza.
Ndinotenda vachonga, ndinotenda manera akanaka kuvateereri venyu.
Ndizvozvo. Nhasi tine nyaya dzakati kuti dzatiri kubata Dr. Mkonza. Asi nyaya hombe iri kunyanyo kutaurwa nevanhu pari zvino ndeyekubatana kwaita ZUPCO National Railways of Zimbabwe. Kuti vanga vachibatsira kurerutsa ndima kutakura vanhu kumusha uko tichazobata hedu zvamuri kuita imi vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Chimbotipaiwo maonero enyu imi muri vanotarisa zvematongerwo enyika. Zvakamira sei zvaitwa izvi? Tiri kuona kuti zvine zvanzi zvarerutsa ndima.
Hongu nyaya yekubatana kweZUPCO neNational Railways inyaya inotambirika. Kunyanyanya tichiona mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe nekuti iri kubatsira. Kunyanyanya varombo vasingakwanise kuvane dzimotikari dzavo, vasingakwanise kuti vangahaye kana mateksi nezvimwe zvingati dhure panyaya dzekufambisa. Asi chandinotitsutsumei nacho panyaya iyi ndechekuti tikatarisa National Railways matiroko ayo ati garei ana kuvandudzika asi matiroko ekuti vanhu kana vachipinda mukati mawo vanonzwa kuti zveshuwa shuwa tiri kufambawo tichipuhwa chiremerera ndeakare kare vamwe vanga vachitotaurawo pamasocial media vachiti matiroko aya ndeenguva yasmith saka danho iri mufungiro wakanaka asi maonero andinoita panoda kuti paitwe zvakati kuti danho iri rigone kunyatsobatsira vanhu zvinoonekera.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. Maybe I can just repeat that in English.
Yes, so looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe right now in terms of this ZUPCO NRZ partnership, it seems Zimbabwe is going back to what it used to do under the late former president Robert Mugabe. So is this some kind of development or is some kind of disinvestment or, you know, what can we call this?
Thank you very much. I think the intention behind the move is not a bad one, in the sense that it's giving options to the poor of the poorest, you know, in terms of transport. The challenge that is there is that the National Railways of Zimbabwe is old, you know, trucks and they I don't think they give dignity to the commuters. I don't think you know one would feel comfortable getting into some of those trains, old trains. Some were even arguing that the trains were bought during the times of Ian Smith. So the intentions may be good in terms of strengthening the public transport system, but I think more needs to be done in terms of investing in modern trains, investing in options that will give people real value. That's my view.
Yes, thank you so much, and stay on the line there. So we still have some people who spoke to Ezra Chisaspanda about this particular issue. Chonga, let's have one of them again, you know, to hear what people are saying, really, because they are the owners of the show. Let's give them that platform to say whatever they think about what's going on.
So ngelanga nxa usebenze kuhle njani ngasikwanga kwenza malini? So ya lo kuchiana ukuthi ubotshwe ngamapolisa angapi
into ezibuhlungu ukuthi imoto lezi ziyachaya uthi ziyachaza libula ama windi
ziyachaza libula ama windi bese sikati bayeqela amapolisa phakathi ngama windi lezi bayibo imoto so ikhothola khona abanye driver abasitapolisa bebaleka la mapolisa sengisiyagcwala abantu sokuthi ama windi achaye amapolisa bareka ungabadala bana laba abagada ngoba nasingeke sithaba amapolisa singachaba amapolisa asiyasebenzela
no siyabonga kakhulu 90.
So that's one of the most decorated touts, you know, in Bulawayo. His nickname is 90. So he says he did O levels and, you know, he's an educated windy, you know.
Yes.
According to him. So he says it's not true that touts beat up, you know, customers or commuters. He says that's not true. So he says they are living up to no expectations at all because there's nothing to do, you know, these days because there are no commuter passes, you know, they're being arrested and, you know, all those kind of things. So he says at times some drivers are fined up to about 2,000 pound or up to about 5,000 pound. If you are caught, you know, doing what they are doing right now, just doing commuting illegally. So that's that, Choka.
Dizozo, vadiwa watereri, nevatariri manzwa, mumwewa no chova, michova, pa Bulawayo, watingatua nengo wachikokera, wanunzi, nevamwe mawindi. Anzaiwa, ibasa, iroro, muna antori nefomfo yake, ndanzwa achivunzwa, nemutoro edwe na u, zganzi, une muri ere zvikanzi homu takaroora zvikanzi hanga uri kutaridzika semudiki zvikanzi aiwa kugeza kurakidza kuti ari kuzvibata zvakanaka asi dambudziko ndiro rekuti havachisina mabasa vakomana ava nekuti vevanhu havachabvumidzwa nge vachikwira michovha iyoyo vavaniko vachikwira motokari isina kunyoreswa pasi pezupko vari kubhadhariswa mari hanzi iri pakati pe 2000 bond kusvika pa 5000 imari yakawanda iyoyo ukabatwa pazuva kaviri kana katatu watobuda madhora gumi zvuru gumi 10,000 bond inenge yatoenda kids.
Yes, we are now joined by Miss Nomthandazo Nkomazana. She is in Mumbai, India. So now Chonga, go ahead maybe and talk to her.
Yes, ma'am, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for letting me in your program.
Yes, I think my first question to you will be about diaspora. You know, people talk about diaspora, and we've heard that diasporans are doing a lot of things back home, building businesses, houses, sending money, remittances, and all that. Understand, just this year, I think what the diaspora has contributed is close to $1 billion. What do you say about this?
I think although maybe I'm not involved in that, I think they are doing a good job. But they are being they are getting disadvantaged by what is happening at home. They are getting discouraged, most of them, of what is going on. Take for instance right now, when someone builds a business for a community and the community as a whole is supposed to actually partake in that business, meaning they're supposed to buy something like that. And trade on that particular business. And now they get disadvantaged with what's happening. They can't get enough, they can't get to those places in time, or they can't even trade because of the things that are being imposed at this moment in time.
And the government says some of these hindrances are caused by sanctions. What's your take?
That's what they are telling us, but how do we know that? What we know, what we see is that the government is actually people in the government, not the government, because the government is the people. People there, they're actually getting, to their advantage, according to what we see. Because if it was not to their advantage, they're actually going to go out to the people and say what is happening and show what is happening. As it is right now, you can't nominate one person in that government who is finding it difficult to fuel their car, who is finding it difficult to fly for shopping in Dubai or anywhere else. But they are actually telling the people we are being sanctioned. That is why the things are getting so difficult. But in their lives and in their daily living, nothing is showing that the sanctions are affecting anything.
Mm. Thank you so much. And your take on the introduction of National Railways of Zimbabwe to help ferry people?
Yeah, I heard the first gentleman saying it is a good move, and they are actually trying to help the poor who cannot afford to fuel their car or to get from point A to point B. But how is it a good move to the poor when it's actually disadvantaging them? Why don't they let the poor decide what is good for them? Because as we're speaking right now, there is a single mother who's actually finding it difficult for what has been imposed, finding it difficult to survive or to sell, to get along with life because of what has been imposed right now. The people that they're trying to ban from the streets are the ones that are making life a little bit easier for those that are trading in the streets. No one is actually staying at a job or is working at the moment because of what happened earlier, meaning the lockdown and the jobs has been affected. So the only way everyone is surviving is trading, and the people who are actually helping the trading are those people that they are banning.
Yes, I was on Gomazana. So I must come here to
angivumelani lakho Dube, ngoba why bekungela malungelo ukuthi abantu abathiwa khona abakhuwa abakhona ukufuwela imoto, abakhona ukusuka from point A to B, why bengazikhetheli? Ngoba le nto abathi khona izama ukunceda laba abahluphekileyo yiyo ebabulalayo. Why bengazikhetheli bona ukuthi okay ke thina sizothatha izubuko sizo that is demand. Umama lo oqeda ukukhuluma noEzra Shisafana uthi khona abantu bezupho abami bethenga into azithengisayo. It's a disadvantage. And baningi, not ukuthi yena yedwa, kodwa laba abachovisayo bayama laphana bathengisa inko, bathenga cold drink, bathenga kumbe whatever she's selling, bayapatronize nabo ukuthi basize imuli zabo. But into ukuthi izupho to merge with, I don't see why they should do that. I've never heard it in any country. There is NRZ who actually maybe uzupko lo ngemnikazi ngomuntu ayimeli Zimbabwe yini kombe ngomuntu oyedwa. Mangukuthi nge Zimbabwe musa is serving the same purpose as omalaita abamchova laba abayenza. Abanikezwe iplatform yokuthi abantu bakhethe into abayifunayo easy kubo. They should impose something that people are not comfortable with. It's not very good.
Yes, so in solution kuyini? Kumele kwenziwe yini kona?
Kumele ukuthi ama vendors nabantu bomchopo, kumele ukuthi ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabe bavula ama association. Ngoba angiboni since sakhulayo Dube umuntu wonke ubethengisa estradini, umuntu wonke ubechovisa. Noma ungabuya ekhaya Dube uzothola imoto yakho, uthola abantu kumbe ukuthi ukusiza or just making a dollar or two into your pocket. Why, how is it illegal? So when ama vendors labantu bemchova babe ne-association bebe bephosela khonokho okuncane abakutholayo ukuthi bekhona ukuthi bethole ummeli ozobasiza. Maye ukuthi umthetho ofakiweyo awuzwakalanga Dube, awufakwanga etafuleni ukuthi wonke umuntu azokuthiwa ngenyanga ethize umthetho omutsha ofakwe kuthiwa. I think noma ngingakabi khona lapho okufakwa khona imithetho eZimbabwe kumbe uhulumende, umthetho lo iyafana ukuthi iyakhulunywa kucala, ingakhulunywa bese kuthiwa ivotelo. Ingavotelwa-ke makuvumakala imithetho le ifakwe ebantwini, hhayi ukuthi imithetho le kufanele ukuthi ifose. Kuba ne-constitution efanele ukuthi ilandele. Kukhona eyabhalwayo since sikhula thina kumbifa kwemanje ngenxa yecorona ngoba into engiyibonayo lapha yicorona ebangele yonke into eminyakeni edlulele bekungekho lokho yicorona nje ebangele yonke inyakanyaka yonke enzakala and some people are benefiting abantu aba-rich kule nto they are getting richer and abantu abaphuwa thina sesigcizelelwa manje sesincindezelwa phansi we are getting poorer and poorer yet bona bethuthuka besiya phezulu.
Yes, xona bambe khonapho ke sibise ke uJonga Kanemeli utangene khonapho Jonga.
I think if you can bring in Dr. Mukonza, because she said she does not agree with some of what he says. Maybe he needs
to. Yeah, unfortunately, he got cut off, and I think he's coming back shortly.
Okay.
Yes.
So maybe the issue here, Gibbs, is are the people happy at the moment with what is happening, the issue of the ZUPCO, National Railways of Zimbabwe relationship? Because people were stranded. Every night we were seeing social media, pictures on social media of people stranded in the cities. Mm-hmm. So if this temporary measure helps, I think people will welcome it.
I think we've got Mr. Mkonza.
Thank you very much. I had a contribution from my sister, but probably she did not clearly understand what I said. I said, the idea behind, you know, strengthening the public transport system is not a bad idea, because in many countries that are both developed and those that are developing, one of the things that you know determines the vibrance of an economy is a good public transport system. So I said probably what the government is trying to do is to strengthen the public transport system. But she brings in a very important point, which is that in doing so, government appears to be forcing people and also closing space for private private sector, the ones that are called the mshikashikas and the private operators, which is a bad thing, because you know, in any country, consumers are supposed to be given options to whether to use public or private, transport. What I was simply saying was that improving the public transport system is not a bad idea. But then the challenge that I highlighted is that in government's attempt to improve the public transport system, they do not seem to understand how it should be done effectively, because they are bringing in old, trains from NRZ that are even complicating the problem that is already there. So government needs to ensure that in trying to do this good thing of improving the public transport system, they do it in such a manner that indeed the goal of improving this public transport system, which is efficient and which is acceptable to the citizenry, gets realized. That's the point that I made, Mr. Jonga.
Thank you so much. Ndofunga munogona kungorova futi nerurimi rwaamai kuti izvii zvamatsanangura.
Maita enyu ndinotenda zvikuru vakandemiri. Hongu ndanzwa zvataurwa nehanzvadzi yangu pamusoro pepoint yandataura pekutanga. Ndofunga hatina kunyatsonzwisisana nekuti ini ndati nyaya yekuvandudza zvekufambisa zvevanhu zvinokwirwa neveruzhinji inyaya isina kuipa, inyaya inofanira kutambirika, nekuti nyika dzandinoziva dzinonzi dzakabudirira nedzichiri kubudirira dzino chimwe chinhu chinoonekwa kuti zveshuwa zvinhu zviri kufamba inyaya dzezvifambiso izvozvi. Ndingataura muenzaniso weSingapore, Singapore ine public transport system ino yekuti vanhu pachao vanotosarudza kuenda kunoshandisa public transport system vachisiya private private system nokuda kwekuti iyo public transport system be efficient and yaka iri kuranwa zvakanaka asi dambudziko ratiri kuita muZimbabwe nderekuti mukuedza kuita icho chinhu chandiri kufunga kuti chinogona kubatsira veruzhinji chekuvandudza public transport system hurumende iri kukanganisa pakuti iri kumbunyikidza iri kubva yavharira avo vane dzimotokari nemakombi avo kuti aiwa muchakutenderwa kupinda mubhizinesi yeti ndiri kuti hurumende ngaingoita public transport system inoita kuti vanhu vatoti aiwa hatidi kuenda kune ava vemakombi toda kutoshandisa mabhazi emazupo toda kutoshandisa matraini enational railways of Zimbabwe asi zvinoitika kana ichi chinhano chavatora chaitwa namazvo patengwa matoroko akanaka anopawo chiremerera kuvanhu kana vachikwira system yacho iri efficient vanhu vachigona kubva kudzimba dzavo nenguva vachigona kusvika kumabasa kwavo nenguva vachigonawo kutorwa zvinhu zvese izvozvo zvinoda kuti zvitariswe mukutora danho ratorwa nehurumende.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Mkonza. I saw my sister nodding. I think it was in agreement of what you are saying. Go ahead, Ms. Ngomazana.
Well, he said we misunderstood each other. That's a point taken. Because what is happening now, I think they have to put down their tools so that they can do their homeworks very well. I mean, India, in Mumbai, public transportation, we have what they call rickshaws, three-wheelers. We have trains. We have buses. We have metro trains, very efficient. We have also carpooling, meaning private. You can also pick up someone on your way to work or anywhere you're going. They have that thing they're doing in India. So anyone chooses what is right for them, what is cheaper, what is efficient and faster for them. But what the government is doing is just imposing. They should just leave what they just started and go back to their drawing boards. Make sure they equip the trains or whatever. Even the buses, the Zupco buses, they are not enough. They are not efficient. People are getting stranded in the city at night, probably maybe students, school children. You never know what will happen to any of them. They haven't done their homework very well. They just think of something and just go boom. And then expect everyone to accept it. It's not fair. It's not very good.
Yes, terrifying. I think we're going to see you tomorrow.
When it is, engayenzangi homework yayo into abafanele bayenze manje ukubeka phansi izikhali bayahambe back ku-drawing board bemake sure ukuthi amabhasi ezupho akhona a-enough a-cheaper a-efficient nezitimela zakhona abafuna ukuthi bazifakele ukuze nini kusystem ukuthi zisize abantu okwamanje abasizi muntu bayahlukumeza dube kulezitimela kulamabhasi kulama three wheeler esithi thina ngama rickshaw kunama ola kunama uber kunento umuntu uyazikhethela and amabhasi into like government public transportation lapha very efficient inesikhathi sayo if it's 15 minutes to the next bus is 15 minutes isitimela njalo njalo namabhasi nama metro train so kufanele babuyele back benze i-homework yabo benze into ngokufaneleyo hhayi ukuthi umuntu uyavuka ecabange lokhu ephosele ebantwini sehlukumeza abantu phela duku nabo abanye abadala izindlu sebeshane ezimota zabantu bazobhatala ngani, bazozilungisa ngani. Into okufana ukuthi i-government ukucabangisise khonoko ukuthi lingahlukumeza abantu, but work with people as a government. Work with people. Hayi ukuthi umuntu ushaye iwindi umuntu izobhatala wambani. Yena ipholisa lelo lishaye iwindi lizoikhona leyo mali ukuthi ayilungise iwindi. Cha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke, sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungayikhatshana mama. So I still remember, Mr. Dr. Mkonza, you know, the Rhodesia Omnibus Company used to be very, very efficient in terms of, you know, transportation. I still remember when I was a young man, you just wait for a certain given time at the bus terminus in Makwekwe. You will know that the bus is coming at exactly 10 o'clock. And this bus will take me via Mpopoma to the Bulawayo Central Business District. What happened at the end of the day? What went wrong, you know?
I think a lot of things went wrong, Mr. Dube. The government, what got us to where we are is that the government did not, you know, develop the public transport system. In fact, this problem is not only with the public transport system. It is with so many things. Mm-hmm. Government did not really upgrade, you know, the public transport system so that it can accommodate, you know, the growing populations, the growing economies of various cities. Because at that time that you are talking about, probably the population was you know, a bit lower. But now the population in Zimbabwe has grown, you know, most of populations in the urban areas. But if you look at it, government did not improve, talk of the road infrastructure. The government did not improve the road infrastructure to so that it can accommodate this growing population and the increased economic activities that are now taking place in urban areas. Mm-hmm. So that deterioration went on for some time, and what now government is trying to do is to play catch up. This idea of merging ZUPCO, in fact, it started probably a few years ago when President Emmerson Mnangagwa came in. You could see certain, you know, attempts to try and, you know, bring in new ZUPCO buses. But it's not enough. It's not enough, and more still needs to be done to improve both the bus in the public transport system, the railway, railways that are there, and all those other things that are necessary. More still needs to be done.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I think we've got another guest. Let's bring him in. Mr. Mngeniseni Maseko, welcome to the show, sir.
Mbulise futhi okwesibili bantu abadala.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. Yes, singathi singangeni kakhulu kuloko kwezuko. Sike sibuze nje kuphela ukuthi khathesi lina ngesuku lezi liphila njani xa sikhangela ukuthi enxele isebenzela ekhaya kodwa imali ikhona yini? Lapelikhona njalo nxa ikhona liyakulandela khona uhulumende ukuthi Zimbabwe is open for business kambe liyakulandela kumbe alikulandela
angisebenzeli kwelasekhaya ngaphandle kwelizwe ngikwelase South Africa
ye ngithi khonapho lapho osebenza khona kunjani nxa sikhangela ezomsebenzi njalo uyahambisa yini imali ekhaya kumbe uyainvest ekhaya
kubi ngoba singabantu bokuza kule ndawo singabantu bokuza ama-costs ethu maningi njengathi semathebeleleni sibe silabo abafowethu abangumalayitsha abazama ukuthi besithwalele into zethu sikwazi ukuyavusa imizethu nabo bayabancindezela njalo futhi emabhoda bayabancindezela njalo nje so asikwazi ukuthi sithi kulula akukho lula akukho lula baba.
So the borders are still shut and you can't do any business across the borders.
You can do if you have money. If you have money. So kusebenza imali. And the time kusebenza imali, the government yawa. Ngoba abantu iningi labo lisebenzele emaphoketini abo. Abasebenzele government. So i-government if ibeka umthetho all right, ayenze ngendlela e-right imonitor ngendlela yakhona ngoba kulesikhathi sokuthi government yabe kumthetho ugcina sokusebenza umthetho abantu ungasasebenza umthetho we-government yinto eyenzakalayo especially eMathebeleland.
So Jonga, what Mr. Mbongiseni, I'm sorry, Mgeniseni Masewa is saying is that you know it's very difficult to do any business in Zimbabwe, particularly to the fact that the borders are still closed. Mm-hmm. Even if you want to do anything, you can't because he doesn't even have money as we speak because you know of COVID. You know, jobs we know have been decimated and they're facing so many problems. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's an issue affecting many Zimbabweans in the diaspora. Especially those in South Africa. I was talking to a friend who is in South Africa, and he used to ply South Africa-Zimbabwe routes, but because of the lockdown restrictions, he was saying now he is stranded, he's just sitting and staying at home in South Africa. Let's hear from Dr. Mukonza. You are based in South Africa. What can you say about this?
Thank you very much, Mr. Kandemire. I think it's quite true that COVID has wreaked havoc in economies, not only in South Africa, but across the world. Companies have closed, and those that are operating, there are a lot of retrenchments that took place. So it's quite difficult for I was saying you know it's difficult for a South African to make a living here in South Africa, and you can imagine what the situation would be for a foreign national. It's not easy whether it's somebody who was being employed. Or it's somebody who was doing business. Things are just tough for most Zimbabweans who are living in South Africa.
Yes, Ms. Ngomazana, your take on that issue?
Yeah, it's not only those, my brother, not only those in South Africa. See, because of this now, some authorities are taking advantage of the situation to their own advantage. Take, for instance, here in India, we trade from India, South Africa, Zimbabwe. But now I can't send my goods straight to Zimbabwe because I'm being sabotaged. The Zimra is going to take half of the goods, not physically, but the money they are going to charge, half of the goods are lost. And I'm not getting back my capital. So it's better to send the goods to neighboring countries, then come home, bring them home by road. Zimbabwe is actually making us as Zimbabweans to think of relocating, leaving our country. Mm. Instead, we should try to make things easier, step by step. As old people say, some of the old people in the homes, they are even saying, Smith's regime was better for us economically. You understand?
Yes.
So right now from Zimbabwe, it's much easier for us because staying there, and even trading there is worse. You send your goods, for instance, let's say goods for 1,000. You won't get 200 from the goods because Zimra has taken everything. And if you are doing a road business, they are taking toll gates money. The roads are broken. They are not fixing anything. Where is the money going? Into their pockets. Getting richer. It's very difficult for every diaspora and everywhere to invest in the country. The love and the effort is there, but they are being trodden down by the government. They are not making it easier for us to invest back home. There is nothing that business is open in Zimbabwe. It's just eye service.
Thank you very much. And, we tried to invite some people in the ruling party and government, but we haven't got some kind of positive responses. Maybe they're going to respond to some of these kind of questions. that you all have. Kuthi ke siye kubaba uMaseko sizokuthi baba uMaseko phonxa kunje ke ukuhambisa imali ekhaya sizagcina lisenzani njengoba ingcelo valiwe siyabona lokuthi impahla ukuzidlule emngceleni kuyahlupa kodwa sizagcina senzani baba
yey hayi kunzima kodwa ke kule mikuvu umkuru lokusiza ukuhambisa imali unjalo nje silaba fowethu abalayitshayo abatransport izinto banamashop emakhaya ungamnikeza imali kube ingcosana kucharge yona abakhaya abasekhaya bekwazi ukuthatha imali kuye eshopping okunye ngiye kusisi lapha indaba kade ikhuluma ngebusiness yazi ngithola ubuhlungu ma ngiya ekhaya ngihambela isifo ngidlula eborder yasebedbridge eborder yasebedbridge wonke umuntu laphana uyenza imali and bayabheka ukuthi ubuya emzansi banendlela yokwenza imali because of this COVID sithestwe i-COVID la eSouth Africa amaphepha akhona afika asebenze eborder bathi khona ayasebenza but mas jumpa siyakwela kithi they said it's a fake aba accept le nto esiyiphetheyo from South Africa bafuna ukuthi siyenze eyabo besicharge imali because of sebebonile ukuthi lo muntu ubuye South Africa unemali abangayishiya lapha eborder which is wrong i-government kufanele ikubhekisise lokuyana kube ne-office la elibheka khona into ze-COVID e-border post hayi ukuthi loba ngibani ufanele mestradeni angibuze into ye-COVID which is wrong bathatha imali kithi ngendlela ezingalungi.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Maseko. So what Mr. Maseko is saying is that at the border, there are so many problems, Toga. He says, you know, even COVID certificates, some people are making money out of it. It claims that some border officials actually accuse them of bringing fake certificates. So they end up raking in money, you know, from travelers. So this could be a problem, right, Toga?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Gibbs Kagara tinonzwa vakawanda vanhu vanofamba nepamugano yeBate Bridge vachinyunyuta nekugunun'una kuti aiwa dzimwe nguva mabatiro atinoitwa pakufamba nevanenge vari mumahofisi enyaya dzekupinda nekubuda kwevanhu munyika anosiya zvakawanda zvinoita kuti vanhu vange vachitarisa kuti dai hurumende yagadzirisa pano nepapo ndanzwa vamaseko vataurawo nyaya yandafunga kuti inogona kunge ichitsigirika vatiwo dai hurumende yaona kuti paita hofisi inenge ichitarisa nyaya dzemagwaro iyo anenge apiwa anhu COVID-19 certificates nokuti vari kuti mamwe acho vanosvika vobva vaudzwa kunzi aiwa hasi echokwadi ari feki zvaakureva kuti vaakubhadhara zvakare mari saka vari kuti dai paita urongwa hwekuti pange paine hofisi inenge ichingomirira kutarisa izvozvo pabhodha handizokuti vanhu vanenge vaizokwanisa kunge vachiwana here macertificates iwayo pabhodha ipapo sezvo vari kutaura asi idanho rinenge rakanaka Gibbs thank you.
Yes, maybe let's pose the last question to Mr. Mkonza. We are remaining with 1 minute. Mr. Mkonza, perhaps there could be a problem at the border and other issues, but your last word, sir.
My last word is that I think the government of Zimbabwe still has a lot to do. I want to pick the issue of public transport system. I think my sister has given us a way forward. There must be a public consultative, you know, process that to end up with Zimbabwe having a public transport system that can, you know, that will be the envy of the entire SADC region or even the entire continent. But that can only be done if people pause and, you know, come up with, you know, ideas that are meant to benefit the country. Because my suspicion is that government does these things looking at the elections. Yet we need solutions that will take Zimbabwe forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our time is up, Chonga. We are out of time and we have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Mngeniseni Maseko, he is in South Africa. Dr. Mnyaradzi Riki Mkonza, an independent political and social commentator. And Ms. Nomthandazo Komazana, she is in Mumbai, India. Let's not forget, Ezra Chisaswanda actually sent us some videos. Thank you so much, Chonga, and good night, Zimbabwe.
Thank you. My name is Jonga Kandemiri. Morara zvakanaka vateereri. Tosangana muzvirongwa zvestudio 7.
Good night.